In Hong Kong today, three of the founders of the pro-democracy protest movement Occupy Central are saying they will turn themselves into police. And they're calling on the rest of the protesters to pack up the camps and go home, find other ways to advocate for democracy. NPR's Frank Langfitt is in Hong Kong and is with us now. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Doing well. So is anyone listening to them? What's the scene like there today?
Well, I was actually just there a moment ago. It's a light rain, but there are hundreds of people out and a lot of speeches, a little bit of music. But no, people don't seem to be listening to some of these older members of the protest movement. They are part of what's called the Occupy Central movement. And basically, honestly, there's a sense of paralysis, I think, on the streets in downtown Hong Kong. They don't know quite where to go next. They've been out now for more than 9 weeks, and there's a lot of divisions over where to go, and they don't feel like they're getting anywhere with the government.
Well, do we have any sense of why these three founders of the Occupy Central movement are doing this? Why they're surrendering to police or why they're calling on other people to stop demonstrating?
Well, this isn't the first time that they've suggested people go home. And the reason they said it this time is that, of course, as you remember, Monday night, I was here and we reported on it. The students tried to surround the government buildings. They're very frustrated. They don't seem to know what to do next. And they were trying to blockade the government buildings and get the government to come out and talk to them about their demands for open and free elections. And in the end, they took quite a beating. A lot of people went to the hospital, including police officers. And so these founders of the Occupy Central movement, they came out today and really encouraged people to go home because they are afraid for the safety of the students. And then in terms of turning themselves in, I think that what they said is they want to use it as a way, I think, to keep the conversation going and denounce the government. They also want to say, you know, we do respect the rule of law, even though they're very upset with the government. They want to follow the law. And so they've said for some time that they will be surrendering. What's interesting, though, Jeremy, is I'm not even sure there's a warrant for their arrest. So It's not entirely clear to me or others that the police will actually accept them.
And when they say that they're afraid for the safety of the demonstrators, are they talking about the possibility that they would be hurt by authorities or by people, just ordinary people who live in Hong Kong who have now grown frustrated with those demonstrations?
No, I think their real concern are the police officers. There have not been clashes with ordinary folks here in Hong Kong for quite some time. And what's happening with the police is when they clash, the police are using a lot of pepper spray. And I've been out there. People get burned very badly. But they're also wielding batons. And on Monday morning, I saw police, as they were trying to clear a barricade and an escalator, wailing away on people, cornered against a wall, basically. And so I think the real concern is if they stay out longer, they'll be basically scores and scores of police rushing them, and people could really get hurt when police try to clear the camp.
So where does this leave us with the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong? What's next for the movement now?
I don't think they know at all. There's so many different opinions. When you talk to people, I think a lot of people really do want to go home. They've been out a long time. It's getting cold. I mean, there are now Christmas decorations in Hong Kong. I mean, this started, people are out in shorts. It's been going on a very long time. But I think they're also afraid that if they leave, that the momentum for what they want in this movement is going to die with them heading home. And so they don't know quite what to do. And I think we're probably heading towards an end game where the police will have to come in and clear the camp. And the concern there is that it could be pretty violent.
NPR's Frank Langfitt joining us from Hong Kong. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.